Check it. Mic check. 2-1-2. Mic check. 1-2-1-2. What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DTA, a.k.a. 509 Reasons. And we're back. Finally back in the studio. Well, my little studio. Not many people know that I actually moved. I moved to New Jersey to pursue some endeavors, some career goals. So shout out to me for making moves. But finally, a new episode on the new equipment. It's not fully put together, but you know what I'm saying? We got it going on. Got the, you know, new little setup, and it's going to be a little bit cleaner. But for now, we're just here to just get an episode out. Also, happy Father's Day, y'all. Happy Father's Day to the new dads, just in time for baby daddy season, for baby daddy day. But happy Father's Day to the guys out there. Not the sperm donors, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day to the dads. We already know that social media likes to put out the narrative that, you know, black men are not in their child's lives, which some are not. But I want to say that the majority are, and they are doing their damn job. So I just want to say happy Father's Day to y'all. Happy Father's Day to my dad. I don't know where the heck this guy is. He's probably in Haiti right now. Probably practicing to make another one because whatever, blue pills. That's how that works, right? Anyways, happy Father's Day to my dad. You know what I'm saying? Did the best he could to put me in a position of where I am today. So major props to him, making me, my sisters, happy Father's Day to him. All right. Also, today is Jubilee Day. It is June 19th. It is Juneteenth, baby. So happy Juneteenth to you guys. This is officially the second Juneteenth. It was put together last year as an official federal holiday. It's official. If you guys don't know what Juneteenth is right now, you're asleep. Where you been at? You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, Juneteenth is all over the place, like literally, because it's like commercial now. It didn't take long to do it, but we finally here. If you guys don't know what Juneteenth is, Juneteenth is the date that the last enslaved people found out that they were freed 2 years later after the fact. You know, Lincoln freed, or Lincoln signed papers, the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves. And that message did not get to the people of Galveston, Texas until 2 years later. Because, you know, back in the day, there was no social media. There was no Twitter. You know, so you could find out things in an instant. Things took time. You feel me? So it was until 2 years later that they found out that they were freed people. So ever since then, it was Juneteenth, the celebration of the last slaves being freed in the U.S., it was, you know, something that was more so localized in particular communities because not everybody knew what Juneteenth was. It wasn't until after the events of events like George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and the increased light on the plight of black people in America, things, these certain movements, you know, came about. And Juneteenth was one of them, to the point where they made it a federal holiday. So happy Juneteenth. It's real. How do you guys feel about this? This is now the second Juneteenth on the federal books. Do you guys feel like things have changed? How you feel about that? I'm gonna tell you my opinion. You already know. We out here stirring the pot. I'm not going to stir too much, you know what I'm saying, because I'm definitely going to try to get into the Juneteenth activities myself. We'll celebrate a little bit. It's great that we have Juneteenth as an official holiday. Now, my thing is it having the effect that I would like it to have? No. It's almost like Martin Luther King Day. You would like to think that America celebrating someone who has, how do I say sacrifice so much to trying to empower and better the people that his message would, you know, it would spread across the country, you know, for everyone to care more about each other, to go more for equality, equal rights and all that good stuff. And it just has not happened yet. And I feel like that's kind of the same sentiment we have for Juneteenth, which I'm happy that we do have, because there are certain people who did not know about Juneteenth before this came about. I think it is something to celebrate. It's important to know our history. It's very important to know it so that way we don't repeat history. And unfortunately, I almost feel like Juneteenth was kind of used to quiet the masses, because the struggle is still real for black people out here. You know, you could put Juneteenth out here, we're going to be happy about it, but just know that this is not enough, America. This is not enough. A federal holiday, time off, whatever. And I almost feel like it's being commercialized. Like, you know, right now, if you go to Target, you're going to find Juneteenth all up in Target right now. You're going to see all the colors, all the shirts and all that good stuff. I'm all about spreading the joy, the love, the celebration, but we need more than that. We need actual policy change, more education, more financial resources, and more understanding. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think we need. That's what I think is lacking right now. More compassion. Because I want to say that from when it was passed until now, things have got better. That's not particularly the case. Things have not gotten better. Things are more polarized than they've ever been before, which is crazy. What's the point of doing all this if things ain't going to change? You know what I'm saying? So it's going to take a grand effort by everybody. We already know that we're celebrating each other. Black folks, we're celebrating each other, but we need an alliance, an overall alliance by everyone else to make this world a better place. And it's as simple as that. Ain't nobody here asking for no handouts. You can check out my last episode. I talked about it on my last episode. Black folks, we're not here for no handouts. We don't need no handouts. Just want, you know, equal opportunity. You know what I'm saying? We want the good schools. We need the good hospitals. We need the supermarkets in our society, in our communities, so that way we can eat well, take care of ourselves. We need things to be more affordable. You know, equality, equity, you know what I'm saying? Give us the opportunities to own. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that we need for overall black society, or overall black folks to really, you know, get a leg up out here. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are doing our thing for sure. Let's not overgloss that point. Some of us are doing our things out here. And some of us need help. And it's kind of crazy that, and I'm going to bring this back up, reparations. I'm not saying that the government needs to cut a blank check to black folks. That's not what I'm saying. But what I will say is, it's kind of funny y'all keep finding money to send to Ukraine when schools is closing down on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And I'm not talking about Martin Luther King Boulevard on New Jersey or in Boston or in Palm Beach. Because we already know Martin Luther King Boulevards are all up in the black communities. So we're talking about all over the country. Places that look like us needs help. Need more funding. More funding, better infrastructure, so that we could pay our educators. You know what I'm saying? So that way our educators don't have to come to work feeling like the struggle, you know, bringing their life their life struggles to work, or maybe saying they can't work a job that they want to do because they're not getting paid enough. We need to find the money. The same money y'all found to send to Ukraine, find that same money and put that in our communities. Find that same money and put that money in our communities. So that way, we can do better. Also, we need more understanding. We need more understanding these biases from white people. We're not the ones that brought up the race card. If we say we're feeling some type of way about any particular situation or a particular, just in general, don't get defensive. Don't get defensive. We need you to listen. Also, use your privilege. Use your privilege to help. Acknowledge you have privilege first off, because you do. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have privilege. Utilize your privilege to help others. We're not here to take over your stuff. We're not here to take your things, the things you already got. We just want the opportunity to get the same things. Use your privilege. We don't need any more of these hashtag movements, these, you know, cute little things coming in handcuffs, like white folks coming in handcuffs, saying you're sorry. We're not here to guilt trip either. These things don't matter. These are all superficial. These are things just to put on Instagram or whatever the case. We don't need all that. We need actual change. Acknowledge your privilege. We're not here to guilt trip you. Use your privilege to help others. It's as simple as that. We don't want your things. We want our own things. But let us give us the opportunity. And I don't even like sounding like this because it almost sounds like that. That we're asking for handouts. We just want the same opportunity to get the same things that you got. You know what I'm saying? This won't be a long episode. Just wanted to pop on and hit y'all with that happy Father's Day, that happy Juneteenth. But we're going to expand a little bit more on this. I just wanted to jump on real quick and hit y'all up and show y'all some love. You know what I'm saying? I'm also getting the comments here and there, liking the podcast, and I love that. I appreciate you, because every once in a while, it's like, man, I don't even know if, you know, people are listening, but from the messages I get, people are still listening, so that's dope. It's a really good feeling to know that you guys are taking the time out to give your boy a shout-out, to give your boy a holler, and then the positive messages is dope, man. I appreciate that. So we're going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why we invested a little bit more in the equipment. You know, so that way we could give you the best. That's why this episode sounds so good. You know, I got a good little setup here. But continue to keep showing love, continue to keep listening, and we're gonna have some more coming up. And if you guys want to jump on the episode, if you guys want to talk about anything, whether it be politics, relationships, whatever, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? So once again, we appreciate you for coming through to Stirring the Pot podcast. This is your host, DGA, aka 509 Reasons, aka Diddy, aka Black. I'm doing too much, but you already know how I do sometimes. But anyways, I'm gonna holler at you. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. Live your best life. One love. Peace in.